Paul Manafort is one of the first characters who could have been perhaps planted there or placed there as a Russian agent. Is that implausible to you?
No, it's not implausible.
Do you believe Russia has something on him?
Russians, I think, have had long experience with Mr. Trump and may have things that they could expose.
Is that speculation or are you talking with information?
No, I'm saying that perhaps the Russians have something. What is in Donald Trump's past that the Russians have and might use against him?
I think Mr. Trump is, for whatever reason, either intimidated by Mr. Putin, afraid of what he could do.
Maybe there's something there, that the Russians may have something on him personally. That's why I use the term that this is nothing short of treasonous, because it is a betrayal of the nation.
You go to the word treason. It suggests that you think the president may be serving a foreign country rather than our own.
Well, yeah, he is giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
You are the former CIA director accusing the sitting president of the United States. It's not a private citizen. A lot of people hear the former CIA director accusing the sitting president of the United States of treason. That's a monumental accusation.
Well, I think these are abnormal times. That Mr. Trump's claims of no collusion are hogwash is because there is collusion, I think, in open sight now.
I have seen the lights blinking red in terms of what Mr. Trump has done and is doing.
So if anybody from the Trump family, extended family, is going to be indicted, it would be in the final act of Mueller's investigation. And I think that's why he's been so desperate to stop the Mueller investigation. He is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments, as well as the report that he gives to the Attorney General.
Well, I don't know if I received bad information, but I think I suspected that there was more than there actually was.